It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis live from the United Center. Chicago Blackhawks taking on San Jose Sharks tonight. Brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park. Relocate your business for success and sponsored by Geico. Visit them at geico.com or 800-947-AUTO. 947-AUTO. All right, Chef Mike is with us. He's our favorite guy.
Hey, Chef Mike.
In the building, we love seeing you. Any given moment. He's the man in charge of feeding all these people at the United Center.
Mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of people.
Tens of thousands of people a night.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a couple of weeks ago. I told the story a little bit on the air. I ran into you at the Bruce Springsteen concert.
You remembered?
Yes, I know.
Oh.
That was cool. Yeah, that was
quite
a night.
Was he supposed to sing that?
No, he would. You know, Chef Mike's been around, so he's seen that before. It wasn't a pretty scene.
No.
But I did have him drag me. You know, he's a Marine, so I had him drag me out.
Don't leave anyone behind.
No, leave one behind, and that was me. But it was interesting because, you know, you're cooking healthy for the rock stars, right?
Yeah.
And it is an interesting thing because now the rock stars are coming through the United Center.
Mm-hmm.
The guys who are able to fill stadiums are all guys who are on Social Security, essentially, right? I mean, you got, you know, Springsteen. I know David Gilmour is going to be here in a couple
yes.
of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Who is going to be back here for a makeup concert. You know, every one of these guys are card-carrying ARP members, and they all have to eat a very specific diet. They're eating like your grandfather, essentially. They're very low-fat, low, you know.
No sauces, no seasonings. Everything's
really?
Pretty, yeah.
Yeah, no salt.
But very healthy. Yeah, no salt.
Yeah, no
very
salt.
Healthy.
They don't want to have high blood pressure on the stage. It defeats the Lipitor.
Has it changed over the years, though, Chef Mike? I mean, like 10 years ago? I mean, were the rock stars that healthy?
You know what? Entertainers, for the most part, have always been healthy eaters, but it's definitely as they get older, their eating habits change. But nowadays, it's so common to eat healthy, and it's so available that it's not a shock anymore when you get a crazy request for a certain kind of water that's only bottled in a certain country and things like that. So it's pretty common nowadays. So it's a little easier. But riders are probably the hardest thing we do.
Yeah, when the act say, here's what we need.
Yes.
You know, people used to joke that it was, you know, take all the green M&Ms out and do all of that. And I've read some of those writers, and some of them are pretty crazy. But what they do want, other than apparently Persian rugs, I don't know what that's always about in a writer, but they're very specific about the types of food, and not just for them, but also for their staff and for the roadies and for people like that too.
Well, yeah, and usually the guys that are working the stages and things like that, they're Chicago guys, so we take care of them. We feed them.
Yeah, they know. You know
what
they want.
Yeah, we know what they're looking for.
They want the beef.
Yeah.
Hey, and we're going to get to the beef in a second. But, you know, I was at an event over the weekend in L.A., very L.A. Sort of centric thing and entertainment centric, and it was an all-vegetarian event. And they made vegetable Wellington as opposed to beef Wellington.
Great.
And you know, I'm a Chicago guy, mm-hmm. and I'm walking up, and I go, okay, well, you know, it's a buffet. Okay, what's that? And
mm-hmm.
the guy goes, oh, it's a vegetable Wellington. And I thought to myself, oh, give F me. What am I going to do
like,
with
where's
this?
Where's the beef?
What am I going to do? What? Are you, whoa, say that again. It's a vegetable Wellington. It was awesome.
It tasted
awesome.
Good,
yeah.
though, yeah. See, that can happen now. I
yeah.
mean, vegetarian food just
Did they use tofu?
Yeah, they use like tofu, and there was also and mushrooms because
mm-hmm.
now you can get a big meaty mushroom and it
marinated.
You have in this building down at the Kettle One Club. There's an awesome mushroom burger kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean a portobello mushroom is you know they eat like a regular burger because they're so hearty and thick mm-hmm. and they have a lot of flavor, a lot of juice to them. So
that's
you
great.
Know, when you're a vegetarian, definitely the way to go is a portobello burger.
I went back. I was embarrassed. Yeah. I'll have some more, please, for the vegetable Wellington.
Vegetable Wellington.
I'm sorry, Mr. Khan. We're out. All right. Speaking of beef, though, you know I'm back here in the Midwest, and that's all that really counts. You have brought to us here a burger that's got brisket on it.
Yes.
What the hell is this all about? Like, don't tell my cardiologist.
Well, you know, we're always trying to come up with new things and do different things to keep it fresh. Kettle One, you know, they're members, so, you know, we get pretty much the same guests every game. So we decided to come up with a concept of a burger of the month. So this is a hand-formed burger, but then to make it even, you know, take it up a little bit, we topped it with some house-smoked brisket.
Mm.
And then I brought you to serve with it a nice best damn root beer.
Yeah, I love this, the BDR, the best damn root beer.
Yeah.
It is good and really potent, apparently, but it tastes like just great root beer.
Yeah, it could be trouble, and I'm not a drinker, so when I tried it, I'm like, I could see me getting in a lot of trouble drinking it, and it's, oh, this just tastes like root beer.
Chef saw me getting a lot
five
of trouble.
Five or six later.
You know it, dragging somebody out of a concert. That's how these things happen.
Exactly.
Get started.
I can say, that is really, the brisket is awesome there. And then, you know, I never would think of brisket and a burger together because, quite honestly, who the hell would? And yet, it is because the brisket's a little bit firm texture, right? And then you got the softness of that. How long is that marinating that brisket right there?
We rub the brisket and we house smoke it for a minimum of 8 hours.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, so there's a process to it. It takes some time.
Wow.
And this is like a special you guys are having right now?
Yeah, this is going to start starting tonight in Kettle One.
Okay.
Kettle One Club.
That's nice. Oh,
another reason for you to go back there, Rob.
Yes, another reason.
Right. Just another.
Really?
Yet
really?
Another.
Do I need another reason to go back there? I don't think I do. All right. So, and it is interesting because when you do come here, and we talk about this all the time when Chef is here, you know, you got all the new, the concourse is changing. I noticed that they just made some other changes since it was Disney on Ice. By the way, what do you serve during Disney on Ice? Do they change anything in the concourse here?
I was here. It didn't seem. It was kind of.
Yeah, it's not really busy for us per se. It's general concessions, hot dogs.
A lot of cotton candy.
And that's provided by the show.
So they
do the cotton candy and the popcorn.
Yeah.
Because they know they're the drivers that the people are looking for. So
they tour with the popcorn poppers?
Oh, yeah, and they do the little slushy drinks and things like that and the souvenir vehicles. Yeah, that's all done by the show.
$25.99 souvenir cup with your slushy in it.
Yeah.
With the Elsa and Anna on the front of it that every kid wants.
God,
this is what happened. And then they put it all like kid level, eye level. And so they're all like, oh, Mommy, I want this. It's what you deal with.
Well, last year the show was Frozen. So we were packed. Now, that was totally different. We were busy every show.
Frozen on Ice.
Yes, that was the theme, and it was crazy.
So can anybody come in here? I mean, I guess it's Disney. I mean, who's going to say no to Disney? You can't. I work for Disney. I know how that goes. You go, no, I don't want to do that. Who says you don't want to do that? They have some animated character that comes and threatens your life. And you don't want to mess with Mickey Mouse because he is one
powerful,
tough SOB. But what is the – can anybody come in here and sell other food? Like if musical act wanted to come in and, you know, they have hash brownies or something. What do you do about that?
Well, it's a conversation that's had, and it's way above me.
Yeah.
Because I think Iron Maiden has their own beer that they sell.
Oh.
And we're going to sell that during their show. So there are some groups that do have things unique to them, and they just ask, either it goes through, you know, the producer of the show and the building, and they make that decision.
I'd love to see
it's not Chef Mike's call.
I get it. I understand. Above your pay grade. I understand. Yeah. I would just love to see Iron Maiden's rider. I'd like to see what do they want. I see AC/DC's coming, too.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be curious to see what they ask for.
Yeah.
But I told you about Bruce, how healthy all the food was for the entire band.
Yeah.
A lot of raw and greens and stuff like that?
Everybody had green veggies on their plate with
fish, right?
Fish or chicken and
lean
sweet potatoes.
Meats. Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look at him. I mean,
he's great.
66 years old. He's running around.
Yeah.
I'm dragging one foot. I'm like half his age and I can't get around. I don't know. It's unbelievable. And he's so, now he's just fit. It's the energy because he played for 3 hours and 5 minutes. Did not stop.
And that was one album, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a moment where his band, you know, Lil Steven's looking at him like, oh, come on. Come on. No, really? No, not Born to Run. Oh, okay, all right. You know, it was really, even her pet, his wife is like, his wife's doing that thing that that my fiance does, you know, at a cocktail party. She starts tapping her foot like, all right, we're going to go now.
Time
to go. Stop talking to everybody. We got to go.
Exit. Do you get to see any of the concert at all, Chef Mike? I mean, do you pop in here if you're a big fan of something?
Yeah. There's little locations you can go. Bruce is tough because he sells the whole building, so he's in 360. So they sell even behind the stage. So there are big video screens back there for people. So the really popular groups can do that.
Uh-huh.
So usually I'll find a little location, listen to a couple songs, but usually that's my time to...
But you're also running around and putting fires out, right?
Yeah, for a concert like that, it was like a normal night for us. It was extremely busy. A couple of the rooms, you know, Kettle One's not open, but we do have all the backstage people down there eating. So it was like an irregular game for us. It was pretty busy.
Yeah. And it's an interesting observation, too, about the fact that the thing was sold out, again, behind the stage. And the floor, what would be essentially the hockey rink or the basketball court, was standing room.
Standing.
I mean, it's standing room the whole time.
And are those expensive tickets to do the standing on the floor? Okay.
If you're in the first section, especially. Uh-huh. And he's body surfing. So you're getting a workout. You're literally passing a 66-year-old man over your head back to the stage so he arrives safely. And you're like, oh, my God, if you drop him, you're going to snap a hip. The whole thing seemed so perilous to me, but yet...
Well, now you know it's why working. He eats healthy, to keep lean so he can people can pass him around.
There's no question. Well, I see that.
Dropped.
Yeah. You don't want to right. You don't want to see John Popper getting passed, moving from the back to the front. Although he's lost some weight. What am I going to do? All right. Well, Chef, thank you so much for all this. And again, you've got when you come to the United Center, they put in like new screens at the doors at the main entrances too.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of weeks, that are promoting concerts that are coming up, and the signage is new. And you cannot get lost, as much as I have tried, Chef. And you cannot get lost in this stadium anymore. It is like it's constant entertainment, no matter where you are. You know, information and entertainment.
Yeah, it has really evolved over the last year, and there's more to come.
It's
really?
Amazing.
Yeah.
That was a tease.
Yeah.
Well, they're building this building just to the east, right?
Yes.
That's the Blackhawks.
That's going to be the office tower for both teams.
Oh.
So there's going to be, besides offices for the teams, there's going to be different things in that area as well.
For consumers?
Yep.
That'll be,
I can't let the cat out of the bag. You know how it goes. But
yeah, I understand.
Yeah. But it's going to be pretty special.
Well, I noticed now it's starting to take form, you know, because we're here, you know, every couple of weeks or every week or whatever it is. And as you're it's amazing. It's like the Jetsons. It's like the buildings go up in like 30 seconds, right? And you're watching this thing, you know, kind of moving. And you can tell the structure of it is going to be pretty architecturally interesting because it's got to sit next to this building, right? So it's got to sort of stand alone or look like an arrowhead in front of it or something. It's going to be pretty wild looking. So.
And they always do everything the right way here.
Yeah, they do.
They
No question.
I have noticed that. Yeah. This organization is pretty special. Hey, and do you have to do the food in that building too now?
Yeah.
It'd be like a catering kind of thing.
We'll see what happens.
Interesting.
There's some different opportunities there, so we'll see.
All right.
I don't think there's any final decisions yet, but there might be food there.
I might have to just do some
tease.
Negotiating for you, Mike.
Chef Mike is teasing.
Yeah. Yeah, let me know if you need any help. You need some muscle. I'll send Mickey Mouse over here.
Let me tell you something. Yes, I'll be.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate
Thanks, Chef
it.
Mike.
Chef Thank Mike Accomoni, who's the, of course, the great chef for the United Center right here.